Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, today we have some news of interest to wool growers across our region. That's because the American Sheep Industry Association was one of a dozen groups recently to sign on to a National Council of Textile Organizations letter addressing the need to continue funding the manufacturing of Afghan military uniforms here in the United States. The issue, they say, is critical to our domestic textile, apparel, and footwear industries. Now, for several years, the U.S. has generously provided funding for uniforms for the Afghan military and security forces as part of our long-term efforts at reconstructing Afghanistan. And the provision of such uniforms required to be made in the United States is under the Berry Amendment. And the letter says it's our hope that this important program can continue. However, unfortunately, in the House passed fiscal year 2018 defense appropriations legislation, there's a section which has now been approved several times by the House in various formats that still contains a provision that bans funds from the Afghan Security Forces Fund from being used to procure uniforms for the Afghan National Army, which in fact is using some textiles like U.S. wool. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nimitz.